Now we bring in the voice of the Minnesota Vikings as we continue to take a look around the NFC North. Our good buddy Paul Allen joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, how you doing?
Mr. Michaels, how are you?
I am doing well. I'm in La Crosse, and I know you were here recently because I did an appearance here last night, and people said, hey, I heard Paul Allen on your show during Super Bowl, and people had a chance to meet you when you were out here doing some stuff with Quick Trip. They said that you are the Minnesota version of what I do here for Quick Trip, so congratulations there.
Right on, man. It was my first foray into La Crosse. I came there during the winter. So, you know, like many upper Midwest towns, it was a little barren. But I could tell, you know, during spring and summer, what an absolutely fantastic town that must be. You know, and we and I think it behooves us, Bill, to remind everybody to become a free Quick Rewards member and download that app.
There you go. I love it. Hey, Paul, before I get into Minnesota Viking football, I did not know you did horse racing. And I had the morning show on here this morning from this station out here at WKTY, our affiliate. And they're telling me you got to ask Paul about doing horse racing. I did not know you were the voice of horse racing in Minnesota.
I've been the racetrack announcer at Canterbury Park for 25 years. It's what brought me to Minnesota. And, you know, with the way I call football games on the radio, I'm able to bring a lot of the crescendo building and a fair amount of the lines that I use during horse races into the NFL. And, you know, hopefully it makes what I do unique. And really they're quite similar, when you break down the crescendo building of a play compared to the crescendo building of a race. So it's, I've done it quite some time and I love it.
Got to ask you about your Minnesota Vikings. Now, many people seem to think that the Bears, with the defense that they have built and the fact that Mitch Trubisky is supposed to, anyway, take this next step forward, that they are still the team to beat. Obviously, over in Minnesota, you guys want to have something to say about that. So let's talk about where the Vikings are right now in your estimation.
Well, in my estimation, the Bears are absolutely the team to beat. And I like Mitchell Trubisky more than a fair amount of people. In fact, recently on my radio show here at KFAN, you know, it as summer talkers go, it popped up, you know, the differences between Mitchell Trubisky and like Jared Goff. And I like Trubisky every bit as much, if not more, than Jared Goff, and I have my reasons why. And I like how Mitchell processes things, and I like his mobility. So with that said, you know, the fact that sans Vic Fangio, I believe the Bears will run the defense the same way they ran it last year. I think they're absolutely the team to beat. I don't think they'll win 12 games, but I think they'll get close. And from a Viking standpoint, with what I've seen through organized team activities and minicamp, you know, now with them shutting it down for 6 weeks, with a new offensive coordinator, Kevin Stefanski, the assistance of Super Bowl-winning coach Gary Kubiak, and the addition of first-round center Garrett Bradbury, it's as excited for a Vikings offense as I have been in quite some time.
I was just going to ask you, so how good? I know Bradbury, it all starts with Bradbury up front, big, strong cat. Guy likes almost like a big wide-bottom wrestler, man. You got an anchor in the middle now. The big thing was to get that line to protect Kirk Cousins better. So the confidence level much higher for what this offense can do this coming season?
100%, and I'm not a big guarantee guy. You know, specifically when it comes to rookies off camps. You know, I think the last time I saw a rookie at a rookie camp, then mini camp, and guaranteed he would be a star, it was Percy Harvin in 2009. I think Bradbury's absolute can't miss. Now that I've watched what they're doing, the way he does it, and I have the right people taking me behind the scenes with how he handles improvement and making mistakes and bouncing back, he's phenomenal. I think he absolutely, within 3 years, will be one of the two or three best centers in the NFL.
I still like that defense. I love what they bring. Starts with Hunter out the outside, with Linval Joseph, obviously Anthony Barr staying in Minnesota, keeping a lot of the band together, so to speak. It seems like that defense is going to be just completely loaded and again, ready to make the charge if the offense supports them.
Yeah, you know, it was weird last year in that the defense got off to a slow start. The LA Rams kind of embarrassed a Zimmer defense to a fair amount on Thursday Night Football. Then after that, he changed some things. We went to Philadelphia. I think the Eagles had 3 points at halftime, and the Vikings won that game. And the defense was requisite of what you would expect the rest of the season. I think a major key to this defense, something I've been looking for 2 years, and hopefully it happens this year, is Linval Joseph is a preeminent nose tackle in a 4-3 defense, and he constantly commands double teams. But there's some pass rushing to Linval that I really would like to see unveiled, and I'm hoping that there are ways they will rush this year so that he is singled more than doubled, because I think he can wreak havoc from the inside. So they, defensively speaking, really deep in the secondary. Barr and Kendricks, when you go nickel, that's extremely good. You know, they got a third defensive end named Stephen Weatherly, who, into his fourth year from Vanderbilt, doesn't make much cash, but they really hit on him a few years ago, and he's set to take a major step. So they have the defense. The expectations are for this defense to be one of the, if not the very best in the NFL.
With Dalvin Cook last year, talk about him coming back. Obviously, his rookie year, he had that injury. He was off to such a tremendous start. What do you expect out of the run game this year?
It'll be a lot better than it was last year. And, you know, the lack of running or the impotence with the running game affected the play action. They became really too pass predictable, and it cost offensive coordinator John DeFilippo his job during the season. You know, despite them signing him to a multi-year deal, they just got fed up with it. They knew they needed to run more. And, you know, with the way they're going to run it with Stefanski and Kubiak, it's very interesting. And you know, Green Bay Packer fans, I think, will appreciate, you know, if you remember to the days, even recently with Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre, if you remember those plays where they hold the ball out a long time and the offensive linemen go on the move, and then they have a choice to either give it to, like, Dorsey Levens or whomever, or throw it, that I think they're going to do a lot of that here. And it involves the outside zone running scheme. Dalvin needs to stay healthy. I mean, he's into his third year. He's played 16 regular season games in his career. And obviously, he needs to play more for them to run well. But they will run better this year than they did last year, and hopefully that sets up a lethal play-action game.
I was just going to say, when you talk about that, a lot of play action with Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, we all know, can throw the ball. Now, can Kirk Cousins, though, can he sell play? Because really, to me, play action is such an art form for a quarterback. If a quarterback sells it and gets just for a split second a guy to draw in a different direction, it works masterfully. Does Kirk Cousins have that ability either to have it or to be taught to have it to be able to sell those particular play action plays?
Great question. If you break down the metrics of Kirk with his play-action game here or in Washington, the passer rating is very high. The completion percentage is very high. Now, you know, that gets into the dichotomy, and I'm, you know, I'm the announcer, man. I'm not a coach. So my personal feeling is I don't think Kirk is a true pocket passer. Now, I know Kirk is not a scrambling quarterback like Russell Wilson or, you know, even somebody like Aaron Rodgers. You know, it came up on my show the other day, who's the best scrambling quarterback in the NFL? And everybody said Russell Wilson. And I'm like, well, you know what? When Aaron Rodgers breaks that pocket, look out, because he's the most lethal quarterback in the NFL outside of the pocket, and it's not even close. So now we got to define scrambling, like Fran Tarkenton, Mike Vick, stuff like that. See, Kirk doesn't scramble, but when Kirk breaks the pocket and goes play action, he's really, really good. So, you know, I think when we think play action, we think Roethlisberger, Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, those true pocket guys who turn their backs to the defense and you got no idea what's coming. Kirk does that, but it's not necessarily the same way. Kirk's fantastic with play action, but it comes different ways, if you know what I mean.
Mm. Paul, it's great stuff, and I know they love you here in La Crosse, Wisconsin. I'm glad you get a chance to get over here and say hello every now and then. It's always good to see you and always good to talk to you, my friend, and we will chat again down the road, okay?
Make sure you download that free my quick rewards card, save some money at the pump. Thank you, Bill.
You're the man. There you go. Paul Allen, he is the voice of the Minnesota Vikings and horse racing there in Minneapolis as well. So good for him to join us for a couple of minutes. Great to talk to him. Paul Allen, the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. This